from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
it is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia touts food self-sufficiency as global protectionism grows, and downstreaming strengthens Indonesia's global supply chain. Here is the complete details. Indonesia is confident in its food security, enjoying surpluses amid the world's growing tendency toward protectionist practices, Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs Zulkifli Hasan said in Jakarta on Saturday. Speaking at the 8th Indonesian Muslim Congress, he highlighted the government's success in achieving self-sufficiency in key food commodities, framing it as a proof of support for farmers nationwide. Hasan observed that recent geopolitical dynamics had compelled many countries to secure domestic supplies at the expense of exports, a trend underscoring Indonesia's urgency to build self-reliance. Investment and Downstreaming Minister and CEO of Danantara, Rosan Ruslani, stated that downstreaming projects strengthen Indonesia's position in the global supply chain. He said WELL's downstreaming project demonstrates that the development of natural resource-based industries can generate higher added value while strengthening Indonesia's position in the global supply chain. Ruslani said in a statement on Saturday that the development of downstreaming-based industrial estates is also a strategy to build a national electric vehicle ecosystem capable of creating jobs, strengthening industrial self-reliance, and supporting the energy transition target. The project's economic impact is expected to be increasingly felt in nickel-producing regions such as Central Sulawesi. Next news is coming from Indonesia, wins 2 gold medals in CTRC 2026 7 km vertical race. Indonesia won 2 gold medals in the men's and women's 7-kilometer vertical races at the 2026 Southeast Asian Trail Running Confederation or CTRC Championships. National Sports Committee of Indonesia Chairperson Marciano Norman also praised the achievement, saying it would motivate other Indonesian athletes to perform better. The International Trail Running Association website said the 2026 Southeast Asian Trail Running Cup was held July 24th until 26th at Cibodas Botanical Garden in Cianjur, West Java. Doni Gahral Adian said on Friday that Putra Aldio won the men's race in 1 hour 3 minutes 54 seconds ahead of the Philippines' Kriston Dinawanau and Thailand's Surachat Taisi. Let's moving on to our next news, where Indonesia launches National Cassava Center to boost productivity. Indonesia launched the National Cassava Center in Lampung Province to foster an enabling ecosystem for the community, integrating science, technology, investment, and industries. Lampung Governor Rahmat Mirzani Jausal said in Bandar Lampung on Saturday that the center is expected to strengthen research, boost productivity, support downstreaming efforts, and improve cassava farmers' welfare. Jausal added that the development center was created to address the decades-long absence of an integrated facility capable of productively connecting farmers and industries, helping Indonesia catch up with Thailand and Vietnam. The Lampung government responded by mediating between farmers, industries, and the central government, resulting in a policy restricting cassava imports. In Indonesia has begun preparations for the revalidation of Ijen UNESCO Global Geopark ahead of an August 3rd to 7th evaluation, aiming to retain its green card status and preserve its place in the UNESCO Global Geoparks network. Minister of Tourism Widianti Putri Wardana convened a coordination meeting with national and regional stakeholders in Banyuwangi, East Java, on Saturday to align preparations for the mandatory four-year UNESCO assessment. According to the minister, stronger coordination is needed to ensure that all recommendations from UNESCO evaluators are fully implemented before the assessment. The recommendations include strengthening geological heritage promotion, improving accessibility, expanding partnerships, and managing the iconic Blue Fire area while prioritizing visitor safety and sustainable tourism principles. Next news is on Indonesia reaffirms support for Palestinian cause. Indonesia reiterated its commitment to supporting the Palestinian people during a meeting between Foreign Minister Sugiono and Palestine Social Development Minister Samah Hamad. Sugiono stated during his bilateral meeting with Hamad on the sidelines of the 59th ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting AMM in the Philippines on Wednesday. According to a ministry statement confirmed on Saturday, Sugiono told Hamad that besides providing social aid, Indonesia also supports capacity building efforts for the Palestinian Authority and the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip following years of Israeli genocidal aggression. On the same occasion, Minister Hamad informed Sugiono about the latest updates and challenges faced by the Palestinian people, conveying her government's gratitude for Indonesia's continued solidarity and support. Let's moving on to Basarnas rescues 11 foreign tourists in Gulf of Tomini shipwreck. Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, or Basarnas, on Saturday rescued 11 foreign tourists and one crew member after their speedboat went missing in the Gulf of Tomini, Central Sulawesi, on Friday. Palu SAR Office's Operations Chief Rusmadi stated on Saturday that the rescued victims were evacuated to a resort in Tojo Una Una district, adding that authorities are coordinating with the resort on the victims' onward evacuation to Wakai or Ampana, both in the same district. Rusmadi said Basarnas office in Palu deployed Bisma SAR boat, which carried 13 rescue personnel and supporting equipment for the search operation. The boat took 10 hours to arrive at the search area. The speedboat went missing in the Gulf of Tomini on Friday en route from Sanctum Una Una Dive Resort in Una Una Island to the port of Marisa in Gorontalo Province. Last but not least, we have news from Indonesia waives import duties on aircraft parts, petrochemical LPG. The Indonesian government has introduced a 0% import duty on aircraft spare parts and liquefied petroleum gas, or LPG, used as feedstock for the petrochemical industry. The incentives are part of the government's economic stimulus package for the second half of 2026. Haryo Limanseto, spokesperson for the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, said in a statement on Saturday that reduced cost burdens are expected to help business maintain operations, boost efficiency, and remain competitive. For the maintenance, repair, and overhaul, or MRO industry, the 0% import duty applies to goods and materials imported for aircraft maintenance and repair. The incentive aims to reduce operational costs, making domestic aircraft maintenance services more competitive. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from a popular Indonesian group band, Ungu. Ungu is a group band from Jakarta, which was formed on July 8, 1996. The band consists of Pasha on the vocals, Enda on the guitar, Onchi on the guitar, Maki on the bass, and Roman on the drums. On September 22, 2023, Ungu released the song Seperti Mati Lampu. The song wrote by Pasha was previously popularized by a dangdut singer, Nasar, in 2013. The song tells about a man's deep love for his girlfriend. It describes that life will be very beautiful when we are with the person we love. Seperti Mati Lampu or Like the Lights Off turned out to be one of the song lists from Ungu Studio Session entitled Waktu Yang Dinanti 3.0. The video has been released on the Ungu YouTube channel since September 7, 2023. The song was also included in the top 16 of YouTube Music Indonesia's trending list. Well, listener, here is the song by Ungu entitled Seperti Mati Lampu. Enjoy!
Tanyakan besarnya cintaku, ku persembahkan untukmu, hanya kepadamu. Oh dan janganlah kau ragukan luasnya cintaku, yang putih tulus untukmu, hanya kepadamu. Luasnya laut, tak seluas cinta yang ku punya, tak sedalam cinta yang cintaku satu untukmu. Tingginya langit dan setinggi kasih yang ku punya, dan setinggi kasih yang ku rasa, cintaku satu untukmu.
Seperti mati lampu ya sayang. sayang. Bagai malam tak berlalu. Cintaku tanpamu ya sayang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Digital with new look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
I am the base, low is the face, come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the base, embrace the pace, no need a crown, 'cause I am the base. You and I are so alike, we move and we groove, we are silent proof. You and I will feel alive, yeah, strike to the bone when we hit the tone like this. Yeah, I am the bass, low is the face, goes from the down, drive like an ace. Yeah, I am the bass, God give me grace, can you feel the sound? I am the bass. From the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
We are the bass. Low is the bass. Come from the ground. Fill up the space.
Yeah, we're gonna fill up the space.
We are the bass.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is keyword of the day. One can be great only when he changes the world into a better place. A quote by Bung Tomo. Bung Tomo is an Indonesian national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youths and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity. That was quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Do you know? There is Lingsir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Ing Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
Ada yang bertanya, oh ini apa?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sungkung Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So stay tuned. Although living in the borderline, the Sungkung Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Sungkung Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tetapuhan in a celebration for Sungkung Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Gong music has become an integral part of Sungkung Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instruments is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak anu bulat mit balap mit balas tangan ku ku na dat na basa na utuk na manang na kaut na bucit na ngimul na kawai na ngaji deng ngagah deng mujak deng suk deng moy mo imau mo musik mo mau mo kut kabau kulit kami kulit kuda da so laja so nyama so tuat so aja kerek aja sina aja belana manuk ipok nuk babi nuk adat basa bukut na cukup uluk mudut na de tabung kaut tabu musik tabu ngimul na kop na agup bukut tai bukut na mate so masih abi hu me abi eut ku tabu manaku me tabu manaku nuak manuk cho gudak gudak sangu gudang te anak manuk gudang kusik manuk cho gudak jepang gudak mereka manuk tabu utuk tabu manang tabu nasib tabu tua he nuk adat nuk bahasa baku nah ti da cukup da uluk da budeun da de nuk ti lah pama.
Only after this is done the gong can be sounded. the sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Tembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as followed.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar.
Pertama, gong is an as a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is begun.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pomang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi.
The equipments are created as complete as possible. After the equipments are made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog. After that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterwards, we stopped and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
The Tabuhan Gong for Sungkung Dayak Tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tuh, petuah orang, sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, 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 gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya tuh.
Tetabuhan gong that characterizes Sungkung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out. Stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring them misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pest will invest the plants. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Tetabuhan gong for the Sungkung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. Yes, the Sungkung Dayak community love their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, the Tabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listener, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
If your voice, if your touch, if your kiss, if your eyes, if your smile, they were mine. You know I want for you to be by my side. Girl, nothing's gonna change kau punyaku. Matamu, tatapmu, ku rindu. Seakan senyummu untukku. If I could, baby, I'd give my world to you. I hope you love me, 'cause kau cintaku. If you were mine, you'd be my everything. If you weren't mine, I wouldn't have anything. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu. Dan daram dataram taram taram. If you were mine, you'd be my everything. If you weren't mine, wouldn't have anything. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is featuring the beauty of Walanda Waterfall in Bandung, West Java. West Bandung has abundant natural tourism potential, and one of them is the Walanda Waterfall located in Gugunturan Citatah Village Cipatat Subdistrict, West Bandung Regency. This waterfall is one of the leading tourist attraction in Cipatat. Walanda Waterfall has its own uniqueness because the water flows from a tunnel that is approximately 162 meters long and 8 to 10 meters high in diameter. The height of the Walanda Waterfall is approximately 20 meters and flows into the Cirawa River, which continues to connect to the Cimeta River. The Walanda Waterfall Tunnel has existed since the Dutch colonial era, built around 1889 to supply water for steam trains at Cipatat Station. The name Walanda is thought to come from the word Belanda, which means Dutch in Bahasa Indonesia, which is related to the construction of the Bandung-Cianjur railway line in the past. In addition to having a waterfall that is hundreds of years old, the view of the green rice fields and the Cirawa River is also full of the history of ancient Bandung. Several facilities that have been built, such as the Rainbow Bridge, which is located right in front of the Walanda Waterfall, are also very suitable for photo spots. In addition to enjoying the scenery around the waterfall, you can also rest in the huts that have been provided. According to the manager of Curug Walanda or Walanda Waterfall, this tourist attraction will also build a spot for indigenous West Java or Sundanese art performances and traditional Sundanese musical instruments such as the Tarawangsa musical instrument and Beluk performance. Tarawangsa is a stringed instrument that only has 2 to 3 strings. Meanwhile, Sundanese art Beluk is a form of Sundanese vocal art that relies on vocal strength without musical accompaniment. Beluk artists are able to create beautiful and complex melodies using only their voices. The sounds produced are usually high-pitched and have distinctive curves. Curug Walanda, curug means waterfall, can easily be reached by car. From the center of Bandung to the location of Curug Walanda, it takes about 1.5 hours. And if you are from the city of Bandung, you can use the route towards Padalarang and then Cipatat. After parking your vehicle, you will have to walk about 20 minutes to the village road that passes the Bandung-Cianjur railway that is no longer operational. From the railway, it only takes 10 minutes to arrive at the location of Curug Walanda. If using a motorbike, visitors can go directly to the parking lot next to the waterfall. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Bye now.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Leto. Leto is an Indonesian pop band from Yogyakarta, formed in 2004. The initial format of its members consisted of Noe on the vocal, Patop on the guitar, Arian on the bass, and Dedot on the drums. However, since 2016, Leto has added two new members, namely Cornel on the guitar and Widi on the keyboard. On January 18, 2025, finally, Leto released a new song titled Sebening Senja, or As Clear as Dusk. This song is Leto's latest single after a five-year hiatus. The song Sebening Senja is a pop song that tells the story of a person's journey in finding the magic and meaning of love. The lyrics are written by the vocalist Noe. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single of Leto, Sebening Senja. Enjoy!
Cinta.